How's it going? This is Brad Williams with Over 40 Fitness Hacks, the podcast where I help you, being over 40, to fight the aging process without giving up your social life. In this episode, it's actually a three-part series where I interview Dr. Janine Krause, half naturopathic doctor, half acupuncturist, and she has a real unique view on health and fitness while using both of those modalities. In this episode, we go into the differences between the two modalities, as well as some of the testing that she does to check metabolism, hormones, and much, much more. So if you're interested, stay tuned.
Naturopathic doctor, acupuncturist, you might have some very cool perspectives on health and fitness for the over 40 crowd, and we want to tap into that. So I'll let you take it away.
Yeah. So I fell into this career kind of accidentally. I was going with my mom to her chemo and to her acupuncture visits and realized that I liked the acupuncture. It's pretty cool. I mean, granted, I still wanted to be a professional snowboarder. And that was kind of what I thought I was going to do. But then, well, I got talked to about, you might want to think about something a little more serious if this professional snowboarding thing doesn't work out. So anyway, I actually got serious, decided that I would do it, jumped on it after I went through pre-med and all those things in the undergrad. And so here I am 17 years later, still having fun and just trying to help people live healthier, better lives.
Yeah, very cool. And I know you do that in your practice as well as your podcast. It's called The Health Fix, right?
Yes. Yep.
I had the pleasure of being a guest on your show as well. Appreciate that. I was kind of looking at your website. Like, you had like five main things you help people with. What is kind of the go-tos of your current clientele? I would gather hormones being the big one, and what else?
Yeah. So it's funny, over 17 years, you kind of morph in terms of all the different things you get into. And really at this point in time, it's hormones, it's metabolism, and a lot of anti-aging stuff that may include something that has to do with pain, may include something that has to do with performance optimization. So kind of like the stuff in the gym, I take the people who you are helping to get fit in the gym and I just like dial them in even further. So like you look good, they look good, everybody's happy.
Yeah. What about just the two different modalities, the naturopathic side and then the acupuncturist side? I mean, they both kind of break away from the typical Western style and all that, but is there any differences between the two that you've had to fight either side, or they go perfectly well together, balanced?
Naturopathic and acupuncture do go pretty well because the full basis is looking at the body and restoring health, but we're also looking at herbs, and Chinese medicine has a lot of herbs that we think they're Chinese herbs, but really we look at them and we're going, oh, we still use them in Western. We just call them different things. Mm-hmm. And so they go well together. And really I look at it as the naturopathic medicine is the underlying kind of the coaching, kind of all of the like healthy lifestyle environment things. And then when I get to do acupuncture with folks, or I'm working on acupressure, or I'm teaching people how to do their own ear seeds or seeds onto their body where they can press and do their own treatments, I'm working on sustaining, but also helping the body to balance itself. Because my goal for everybody is to learn how to be your own best doctor and your own best coach. Because unfortunately, no one's going to look out for you like you look out for yourself. So might as well figure out how to do it. And then if you have to go see a higher up doc, or you know, you've got an injury or something, then you can kind of be set up really well to heal fast. That's kind of my goal.
Yeah, I love that style. Physical therapist I go to locally, very similar setup. He's more of just spending one-on-one quality time with you to teach you what to do on your own, then he doesn't need to see you again for a month, 2-3 months, whatever, and gets so much value in that session. So I love hearing that too, versus some people want you coming back every week for the rest of your life. But
it's not good. It's not a good model.
Yeah. And in my world of personal training, we want that, obviously, but our pitch is we're here for motivation. You've been with us for a while. You already know everything. You could do it yourself, but it's more of the fun vibe and a place to go and that. So that's my selling point usually.
Absolutely. Because I mean, if anyone's ever been, I mean, there are PT offices that are pretty fun, but sometimes it's kind of just not as much fun as the gym with the louder music and the vibe. It's something that, yeah, I think absolutely the community that happens at a gym is huge, a huge difference there. So I get it. But yeah, the whole like having to go back into the doc and make the appointment and you're stopping yourself in there. I mean, it's not fun.
Gym and snowboarding. Yeah. I'm sure you have a local practice, but how much of the stuff can you do like online with online clients? I'm sure you can talk about supplements and hormones, that kind of stuff, but that doing acupuncture over Zoom, that's not going to really work out. But Are you finding that you can help a lot of people online? Because my audience is all over the US and Australia.
Yeah. So interestingly enough, COVID, of course, kind of changed everybody's lives, right? And so instantly, I went from a huge sports medicine, acupuncture kind of base, basically optimizing fit folks was my game. And I was seeing a lot of NFL players. I was doing a lot of stuff in the industry. And then all of a sudden COVID, right? And I'm like, okay, how do I have people doing their own acupuncture? Because I can't see them right now. I mean, so it really did change things. Because yes, you can't do acupuncture over Zoom, I wish. But what we can do is teach people how to dial in to the points and press them and feel them and really get to know their bodies and get to kind of connect, because so many of us are disconnected from our bodies. And so, yes, I do have a private practice in Tacoma, Washington, but I don't go back there more than once every few months, because at this point, most of my people have their game set. They know what to do, how to do it, and how to take care of themselves. So yeah, I do a lot of the hormone, even if we are doing bioidentical hormones. Granted, I can only do it in Montana or in Washington State, where I've licensed for that. But otherwise, I'm doing herbs. All that stuff can be anywhere in the US, anywhere in the world as my consulting business. So I keep it separate between the two businesses. But yeah, I found that actually there was somewhat of a gift in COVID in helping people to really realize how to take power back and take their control of their health back.
Did you see a certain influx after COVID kind of hit? Everyone stayed at home of a certain ailment. I don't know if it was anxiety or I've heard other health and wellness professionals say that there were certain things from COVID that was only specific to COVID. I just can't remember what that was, but just curious.
Well, it depends on how controversial you want to get here.
Yeah.
I will keep the major out of it. But what I will say is this, like, yes, a lot of anxiety, a lot of depression, a lot of fallout from social, basically isolation. But then the other side of it is I am seeing a lot of answers. I'm seeing a lot more hormone imbalances. I'm seeing a lot more strokes, cardiovascular conditions happen to younger folks. And it stems from knowing where your inflammation markers are at and literally how your mitochondria, your metabolism, those little factories that are in charge of your metabolism called mitochondria. We want to know that health because that can be make the huge difference between what's happening in your body right now with inflammation and what may be going on into the future. And so with COVID, I really started to dive more into mitochondria metabolism. And because I was seeing so much of folks having COVID long haulers or as things happened based on certain things that they might have been injected by, and that happened. So there you go. So yes. That's the thing.
It is what it is. And I'm sure there'll be more, you know, sad to say, but more events that happen throughout the history and all that. But it's just the healthier you can be and the more prepared you are, I think you have a better fighting chance. So I'd love to hear what you're doing.
Yeah. Just, I mean, literally we're making folks harder to kill. That is how I work my practice. That's how the gym, I mean, that's why I support anyone that owns a gym is doing anything in fitness, because number one thing for our mitochondria and our metabolic health is movement and fitness. You're going to look at the oldest people. I mean, I'm sure you tell your folks this, but anyone who's listening, I mean, you guys can train your muscles, your mitochondria to be as strong as possible to the day you stinking die. Like, this isn't something that like, oh, aging, they have to degrade. You have to lose them. No, you can build them up. And that's pretty much my ML, like all the time. That's what we're working on in the office is nutrients. What do we need there? Digestion. Are we on point to get the nutrients from the gut to the bloodstream? And then circulation, because circulation is a huge factor for a lot of people. A lot of people have cold hands and feet. They have no idea why. They blame it on their thyroid. But honestly, it has to do with movement. Also has to do a lot with training your heart to pump better. So we do a lot of HRV talk. So heart rate variability talk and heart rate training talk in my office. And then a handoff to who's ever training so that they implement it.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, Janine, I just want to thank you for being on my show. For anyone interested in doing some of the tests or just kind of doing some sessions with you, what's the best place they can get a hold of you? Website, social media handles, what do you got for us?
Yeah, head over to Dr. spelled out, JKRAUSEND.com. I have a quiz there. You can see what your accelerating aging factors are to kind of help you figure out like what direction maybe you want to focus in. You can book a call right away. I do 15-minute complimentary calls, make sure, you know, we're a good fit, but also to give you some next steps if we're not a good fit and give you the next direction. And yes, I do lab testing as long as you are not in New York or New Jersey. Unfortunately, those states don't allow any of us to do alternative testing over there. That's a little wacky. But everybody else, or if you're in those states, find a friend in a neighboring state. But just kidding. Did I say that? No. But yeah, anyway, that's the best place to find me if you're interested in doing some testing with me. I do consulting programs. I also have a consulting program where it's a group where we do the lumen. And we're all doing the breath stuff together and helping each other troubleshoot as to next steps. So that's another great one. That one's specifically for women. And then you can find me on Instagram at Dr. That's DrJanineKrause. You get me like I am now, my personality and all that over there and all kinds of fun tips.
Awesome. Yeah, my audience knows I'll put all the links in the show details so they can just click on it too if they don't want to write it down right now. And yeah, I kind of browsed your website before we jumped on and I'm going to take that quiz. I'm very interested. So I implore everyone listening, at least take the quiz just to kind of play around and see what you have.
Yeah, knowledge is power. If you know kind of what's off a little bit, now you can make some, it's a call out. It gives you a little bit more to make some decisions in life. And hey, like I said, first step in becoming your own best coach. There you go.
That's it.
So I just wanted to check in with you real quick. Are you tired of feeling lost and overwhelmed in your fitness journey? Let me introduce you to a game-changing offer that will transform your life. For a limited time, I'm offering the first 5 people a free 3-month online coaching program. Imagine having a personal coach by your side every step of the way, guiding and supporting you. With my program, you'll receive 2 30-minute Zoom coaching sessions every month for 3 months, where you'll have the opportunity to ask questions, get feedback, and receive personalized advice that's tailored to your individual needs and lifestyle. But that's not all. You'll also receive a personalized workout strategy, a diet plan that is specifically designed to help you achieve your fitness goals. No more guesswork or confusion about what types of workouts are best for you. With my guidance, you'll know exactly what to do and get the results you want. And let's not forget about accountability. I'll be there to keep you on track and motivated so you can achieve your goals faster than ever before. Don't let uncertainty or confusion hold you back any longer. Take advantage of this amazing opportunity to jumpstart your fitness journey and transform your life. Click in the show notes now to claim your spot in my free coaching program. Together, we'll make your fitness dreams a reality.